He was a guitar god in one of the hardest partying rock bands in the world. She was a sitcom star with a squeaky clean image. And most people didn't think it was a match, but Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli walked down the aisle on this date, April 11th, 1981. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The two met less than a year before at a Van Halen concert. Valerie's brother dragged her to the show, and she wasn't a fan, but when she met Eddie backstage, the two hit it off immediately.
I was madly in love. Madly in love. I just adored him. I thought he was my future and my be-all, end-all. And almost 30 years later, I still love and adore him.
10 years after they married, they had their only child, Wolfgang, who grew up to become the bassist in his father's band. And they stuck together for 20 years through turbulent times, both personal and professional.
What a million something's not right moments. And they just added up to where it just became unbearable for both of us. It'd be a heck of a lot easier. I'd have left Ed a long time ago if he was a real jerk, you know, but he wasn't, and he still's not.
In 2001, they announced their separation and finalized their divorce in 2007. But it lasted much longer than pretty much every other rock star marriage. And it all began on this date, April 11th, 1981, when Eddie Van Halen married Valerie Bertinelli. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.